you can just go to the network links and join the network in your area, and there will be people that try to teach you and share with you and show you how this all works, how the system works. And people are always asking, how do you get out of the system? I mean, even Ron Paul was talking about opting out. So what do they mean by opting out of that system, or this system, or that system? Nimrod had a system. And so did Pharaoh had a system. And so did Caesar have a system. And, of course, the apostles were a part of a system, too. And they said there was another king, one Jesus, who did contrary to the decrees of Caesar. And that Caesar was doing things a certain way. He was running his system with a social welfare system that exercised authority one over the other. There he forced the contributions of the people and provided everything from public education to welfare, daily welfare, food, even money to anybody who had signed up. And how you signed up was, you get a birth certificate when you're born, and that would show that you're eligible. Or you would apply, and that would show that you're eligible. And then, they actually had a thing called the Logos, an identity thing, to prove that you were a member of that system. And they operated these systems by force. And then along comes John the Baptist, who doesn't use force. Now, both systems use some sort of system of receiving contributions from the people and then redistributing those contributions of the people when they have a real need for assistance, social welfare assistance. And we've always had that in this country. We've always had it in just about every country. But it used to be in private hands because the people were private. They were private individuals. And therefore, welfare was in their private hands. And that's the way it operated. That's the way that we took care of one another, through the church, through charity. But now we changed that. Most people are taken care of by the governmental systems, which also receive contributions. I mean, everybody knows that every year you have to contribute to to your government, whether it's, in Washington, D.C. or Ontario, Canada, or wherever, London, whatever, you contribute to your government. They put the money in the treasury, supposedly, and then they take care of the social welfare of the people. And that's how they operate. That's the way the system functions, through those contributions. And then it used to be through contributions you would go and give them to church, but now your church just buys big screen TVs and, a new sound system, and, it's all about making you feel good, and comfortable, entertaining you, for an hour or so, and it helps you feel righteous because it says, you're a part of the church. You come to the church. You have a religion, and our religion is we think this about God, and this religion over here, they think this about God, and they may be almost identical, but this one has a better band, so I'm going over to that one. Or I like the people over in this one better. The pews are softer. They have actually cushioned seats, And besides, I got mad at the guy over here in this other one, But it doesn't have anything to do with taking care of the widows and orphans and needy of your society. Well, they might do a little of that, but that's not really what you go to church for. You go to church, to feel like you're good and righteous. You're a member of this. Some people don't do that anymore, and they just say, I don't get anything out of church. So I'm not going. I mean, what do you get out of going to church? You see, with the early Christians, they didn't go to church because they got something out of it. They went to church because they actually cared about their neighbor as much as they cared about themselves. And they could not get the welfare of men like Herod the Great, or welfare like Augustus Caesar or Tiberius Caesar or Caligula or Claudius or any of those guys. They couldn't get those welfares because they weren't signed up for them. They had another king, one Jesus, and he showed them, along with John the Baptist, how to take care of the needy of their society through faith, hope, and charity, because they knew that if you sit and eat with a ruler who exercises authority one over the other, that he serves you deceitful meats, and what he offers you for welfare will become a snare. Mr. Bundy probably didn't know that. Most of you probably didn't know that. But you still want out of the system. Well, you can't get out of the system. There's over, I think it was last year, there was like 3,000 Americans gave up their citizenship. That's not very many out of, 360 million Americans. But they actually gave it up. One person said that when they gave up their passport afterwards, they were so sickened by having to do it that they went outside and threw up in the street. But they had to because, unlike almost any other country, that if you earn money abroad and you live abroad, you still have to pay all the same taxes on it because, you know, they're desperate for money because all those benefits you get, they don't come out of your income tax. Not just for paying the interest. They come out of the money they borrow, out of debt. And, of course, that's the design because, see, that makes you a surety for debt, and you can't just leave the system. So you can't even expatriate if you got too much money. They will follow you for 10 years if because of the fact that you're entangled in the elements of the world, being the constitutional order and systems of government. Now, people don't want to hear this, you know. I'm one of these voices of one crying in the wilderness that really makes it difficult for people to listen to, because they want to hear a message like, you know, all we have to do is file these papers, or they want to hear the message, oh, you're already saved, you don't have to do anything. And, of course, you know, this is why Christ, even with raising the dead, couldn't get much of a crowd. You know, ends up with 12 apostles and only 120 in the upper room. And even though there were thousands of Jews who became followers of Christ and started living by faith, hope, and charity at Pentecost and the day after, you know, thousands and thousands, it really still was a minority. It was a large block in Judea, but in all the Roman Empire, it was only about 5%. And that's about what you get in the United States today, is about 5% of the people who actually wanted to be real Christians. I mean, that's just all they're going to do. They're not going to seek anymore. that's it, you know. In fact, most Christians would want to kill Christ if they had a chance. That's what they would want to do. They would want to kill Christ if they had a chance. Because, I mean, they wouldn't tell you that. They'd say, oh, we love Jesus. Just like, you know, the Pharisees said they loved Moses. But they don't really love Jesus. They don't really care about Jesus. They care about the image of Jesus that they have created in their own mind, but the real Jesus who told you not to covet, they don't love him. They told you not to apply to any, the fathers of the earth, knowing full well that the fathers of the earth was the Roman government and any kind of government that has men who exercise authority and make laws. I mean, all the senators were called father, and the emperor was called Patronus, our father. And at that time in Judea, you know, a lot of people think, you see the movies and you think all the Jews hated the Romans. Not so. They mourned the death of Augustus Caesar, weeping and wailing in the streets when Augustus Caesar died. Why? Because he was the benefactor of Judea. His welfare system was the most expensive welfare system throughout the Roman Empire. And it was called Corban. And Herod set up a similar system. And if you were to talk about it in Aramaic, you would use the word Corban also, but you could also use the word mailman, which had to do with the funds that were in your Corban treasury. And what was your Corban treasury? That was your Social Security fund in your society. That's just a matter of history. I mean, I'm not making it up. You can look it up, and we write about it. We got several books on the subject. But if you're not going to want to learn, if you aren't going to think you already know how it all works, then, you know, what can I tell you? That you don't think you already know.